Well, tomorrow it is International Tea Day. Who knew? The day is observed in tea-producing countries such as India, Vietnam, Kenya, and Sri Lanka. And here in Canada, tea is getting more and more popular, particularly as the days get colder. But did you know that where you live can affect the flavor of your tea? Daybreak's Andrew Curiata has been looking into the leaves, and he joins us now. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
So I had my cup of vanilla rooibos tea this morning. How much of a tea drinker are you?
Well, I wasn't much of one growing up. We would have it from time to time, but it wasn't like a regular daily thing. But that changed later when my sister started working at a specialty tea shop here in town and started bringing home different types of tea that I didn't even know existed. I think that's sort of a lot of people as tea becomes more and more popular in stores. Of course, around the same time, I started dating my wife, who comes from a very strong tea-drinking family, British on one side and Ugandan on the other. So now it's a rare day that there isn't at least one pot of tea made in my house. And I think we've talked about this. We have an addiction to tea. You and I both with at least, I don't know, half a dozen types in the house at any time.
Yes, well, I'm addicted to herbal tea. I try to stay away from the caffeine. I'm riled up enough as it is. But you've been looking into the science of tea. Tell me more about this.
Yeah, this actually started this past summer. I was visiting my grandma in Dawson Creek, and she put on a pot of tea and mentioned something about having trouble getting the right flavor sometimes compared to where she would have it other places. And this was around the same time when there was a bunch of talk about the water supply in Dawson Creek. So I was aware that there was a little bit of talk about the water supply there being hard. And I wondered if that would have an effect on the flavors. So I went to Google.
Oh, yes. Like every good researcher, what did Google tell you?
That's right. Well, that water is a big deal among tea connoisseurs, and there are many of them out there. In fact, nearly 2,000 years ago, the Chinese writer Lu Yu wrote, and this is a really awesome title, Cha Qing, which translates to the classic of tea. And this is like the classic, the first book on tea. It goes into the history, the etymology, and the water. And according to Lu Yu, water is one of the most important elements in tea making. He says the worst water is well water, and the best is the stuff that comes right from the mountains, or the mountain springs and lakes. And in fact, there are ancient tales from throughout Asia of battles being fought to protect the best spring water so they could have the best cup of tea.
So why would water be so important?
Well, for that, I went to the more contemporary Reza Nasuti. He's a tea sommelier based in Vancouver, one of just a few people to hold that title in Western Canada.
Tea sommelier.
Yes.
I didn't even know they existed.
They do. It's basically exactly like a wine sommelier, although as he points out, that tea has a much longer history, and there's in some ways more to delve into with tea. And he's just a few. There's only a few in Western Canada to hold that title. But he told me that Lu Yu had it pretty much right.
The best way to enjoy the actual full flavor of the tea would be filtered water or spring water, essentially. It's the most neutral, and actually it also brings out the most out of the flavors, whether it's a traditional tea or whether it's an aromatically blended tea. Sometimes in, let's say the tap water, there's certain minerals in there that it will attack the tannins of the tea a little quicker, so it might be slightly more rough around the edges when you taste the end result, or it sometimes can be a little bit more bitter, if you will, if you do a comparison between the two.
So I normally think of water as being tasteless, but that is not true. Different waters have different flavors, in part based on their mineral content, and of course that affects how the water flavors the tea, as well as how it sort of binds to it. As Reza said, tap water can be harder. More minerals have things like calcium and magnesium in different amounts, and if there's a lot, it's hard water that can ruin the flavor. So if you're really looking for softer water, if you want to get some proper tea.
So is that what's affecting things in Dawson Creek then?
Well, yeah, at least in part. I dialed up the city that day to find out what their hardness levels were. They have a 311 number there, so you can get right through to City Hall and ask any questions, like, how's the tea? So I was told that on that particular day, it was the realm of 180 to 220 milligrams per liter for the hardness, which is, by most standards, extremely hard water. Not just hard, but extremely hard. Most cities actually track this information, and in many cases, it's easy to find. Here in Prince George, you can actually get water reports by neighborhood online, and we have different water supplies. So it turns out, if you're up in the Hart Highlands neighborhood, your tap water is pretty soft, and really it's the right level for an ideal cup of tea. But as you head downtown, if I were to get it from the tap water here at our offices, the water levels are harder. So if you're sensitive to these things, a cup of tea in the country tastes different from a cup of tea in the city.
The lengths one might go to have the perfect cup of tea. So just how big of a deal is this to you, Andrew?
Well, I mean, it really depends on your personal preferences. And there is a lot more to brewing tea than just having the right sort of water. Reza told me that the golden rules for making a good cup of tea include water hardness, but there's also things like how long you steep your tea, of course, the measurements. Generally, you want a teaspoon per cup, and a big one is temperature. This is something I didn't know. This is especially true for green and white teas. You don't actually want to boil your water when you're making that. Yeah, because apparently that will sort of scald it, and you just want it to be warm. Otherwise, you're making things too bitter for those ones. Black teas are okay for boiling water, but if you're doing something softer, then you're going to want to consider pulling off just before you hit that boiling point. But if you are concerned about water hardness, the most common recommendation is to get some sort of filtration system or get bottled water, especially that comes from a spring. And there are other tips as well. Some people say adding a pinch of baking soda can counteract the effects of hard water and fix the flavor. And in England, where water is particularly hard when it comes from a tap, there's actually a company called Yorkshire Tea that makes a special hard water blend designed to go with that hard tap water.
That seems like a marketing ploy, would not? No?
I haven't tried it yet, but maybe it works for the
Again,
those.
Again, I guess some people do go to great lengths for that
when in Yorkshire.
Well, thanks so much for this, Andrew. It's kind of interesting.
It is. It's very fascinating. Thanks for letting me talk about it.
Anytime. That's Andrew Curiata. He's an associate producer here on Daybreak and an avid tea drinker.